Good evening, Times Square Church, and those that are joining with us online. It's so great to have you here with us for worldwide prayer this evening. Thank God for the way the Lord Jesus Christ is answering prayer. It's amazing what God is doing. Now, I'm going to read to you some answered prayers this evening for the sake of those that have come in to this sanctuary to pray and for the sake of those that are listening online, because we want you to believe that what God has done for these people, He will do for you. The scripture tells us that the Lord is no respecter of persons, and that means He doesn't do something for one person because they're of a greater character than you and I might be. He simply dispenses His grace to the hungry heart, to the man, to the woman that calls out to Him and says, God, I can't get out of this without You, and takes it to the next step and says, but Lord, I believe that You hear my cry, and I believe that You're going to give me the freedom that I long for. Now, here at Times Square Church, I'd like to ask you if we could refrain from clapping after every one of these I read, because I know you're a happy, clappy group of people. But if you clap after every one, it's going to take me the rest of this prayer meeting just to get through these. But I want to share with you, and then at the end, we'll clap and rejoice. How's that? Is that a deal? Can we do it that way? All right. These are answered prayers that have come in the last little while. From North Carolina, I've been tormented after 30 years of being tormented every week about my born-again status. In other words, this person was not sure they were actually saved. It caused me to hate God at times and to want to take my life. But now I'm free. I'm free to enjoy God, to love and to serve. I have unwavering faith now. Thank God for you in Andrews, North Carolina. Here in New York City, God has delivered me from so much, including work-related issues, finances, difficult relationships, and intense anxiety. Praise His holy name. Thank You, Jesus, for being Abba Father. From Alabama, You prayed for freedom, and I am free from bitterness, anger, fear, and more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. May His name be praised forever and ever. From Toronto, Canada, Vanessa, who's 18 years old, was cutting herself and depressed and suicidal. Jesus touched her. She surrendered her life and is now reading the Bible, attending church, and preaching to lost teens. Glory to God. Brooklyn, New York, please join me in praising God in Jesus' holy name for the miraculous return of my niece to her mother, then to her father after 30 years. God is answering. Keep praying for miracles in Jesus' name. Here's another one from New York. I want to give thanks to God for healing my brother-in-law of depression. He was depressed for a long time. Thank you, Times Square Church, for interceding for my family member. New York, I needed deliverance from chronic anxiety attacks. The Lord delivered me and brought true peace to my heart. The Lord brought me to a place of worship, and I am free. Thank You for prayer. Pennsylvania, depression gone. Thank Jesus. The first spiritual battle. Satan's thoughts tried to destroy me. Medicine couldn't heal it. Tried green tea, oatmeal, banana, popcorn, and yogurt. Prayer brought the healing. Canada, I want to give praise to the one and only Lord Almighty. Thank You, Jesus. I ask for my marriage to be restored from adultery. These are people who have been part of this prayer meeting. I can now say the Lord is good. My husband and I are walking with God. New York City, I ask God to fill my heart with His love for my wife, and He did. Hallelujah. New York City, I had been numb after my mom died. Since the beginning of WW Pray, I've joined in online, and God has revolutionized my walk with Him and given me a song in my soul. I literally can't stop singing. Texas, thank You, Lord. He has changed me. He has delivered me from anger, hate, bitterness, and unforgiveness. He has given me a new heart filled with love, joy, peace, mercy, and patience. Only our God could do this. Canada, our God is awesome, and deliverance has come to my house tonight. Thank You for Your prayers. Depression has left. Hudson, New York. My childhood friend who suffered from schizophrenia for 44 years has recovered from his recent breakdown, is in his right mind and praising Jesus. Thank You, Almighty God, for delivering my friend. Canada again, Toronto. Praise the Lord. I'm free from self-loathing. I've stopped believing the lie that I'm a worthless, no good nobody. Jesus loves me, and that's all that matters now. God bless you all. South Carolina, God delivered me from anxiety, fear, and suicidal attacks around 6 years ago. He is faithful. Press into God. Seek Him in His Word. For those struggling with suicide, you are incredibly loved by Jesus. Bronx, New York, thank you so much, God, for all you've done in my life. I am free from pornography, extreme disobedience to parents, game addiction, and He's allowed me to grow so much in this world. Thank you, Jesus. New York City, this is a good one. I wanted to know who the Holy Spirit is and also what was God's opinion on smoking weed. I got both questions answered. He took away all my desire to be high. I don't even miss it. New York City, last week I asked for prayer for Billy in Maine. She was deeply depressed. Wednesday, she called me to say that her depression is gone. Winnipeg, Canada, thank you for praying. Delivered from deep, deep depression. Insomnia is gone. My appetite is back. My house is cleaned. Indeed, He is great. The most wonderful God. New Rochelle, New York. I've been taking anxiety medication for about 7 years. I haven't taken it for the last 2 days. I have no signs of anxiety. Praise the Lord. Bronx, New York. Unexpectedly, while I was on my knees praying, God set me free from over 14 years of bondage to severe anxiety and fear. Praise be to Jesus. Denver, Colorado. Thank you, Lord. You ended my son's bondage with smoking and sexual addiction today. Thank you. Received. Amen. That's Denver, Colorado. These are answers to prayer. Yes, now we can rejoice. Now, here's what I want to share with you before we begin to worship this evening. Isaiah chapter 61. Jesus stood up and used this portion of scripture in what we have written as the New Testament to describe the ministry that He had been sent under the guidance of the Holy Spirit to perform upon the earth. And here's what He said. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. In other words, to bring good news to those who know that you have no resources to change your situation. You don't have the power to get out of prison. You don't have the power to change. You don't know how you're going to pay your bills. He sent me to preach good news to those that are poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Jesus said, I came to do all of these things for a people who would call out to me, a people who would acknowledge me as the one who died on the cross 2,000 years ago, and through the sacrifice of His life, destroyed the penalty, the power of sin on this earth, and gave gifts unto men. I came to give you comfort in your mourning. I came to give you beauty for the ashes of your life. I came to give you joy in your heart, the garment of praise for what used to be a spirit of heaviness. I came to lift you out of bondage, captivity, hopelessness, suicide, depression, feelings of guilt and shame, hopelessness that so many are dealing with in this generation. I came to plant you in a firm place that you might be called trees of righteousness. Men and women who have been planted in a solid place by the hand of God for the sole purpose that God Himself through Jesus Christ might be glorified. That your life and mine might be a testimony of the goodness of God. Now listen to the second part of what He said through Isaiah the prophet. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. In other words, God's not just going to set you free, but you're going to become an ambassador of freedom. You're going to have a voice, a testimony, a song to sing, a story to tell. And you're not just going to be set free, but you're going to bring that freedom to others, and you're going to rebuild places that have been ruined. Ruined marriages, ruined relationships, ruined lives, ruined homes, ruined families, ruined futures. You're going to be a rebuilder of these ruins. And you're going to raise up former desolations, things that have been destroyed before your time. But God's going to give you the power to reach into even the things that happened in the past and to see their captivating and destroying power themselves destroyed. And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. In other words, places where people forgot the goodness of God and they allowed evil to come in. And because of it, the cities were destroyed. That's why I have hope for New York City. That's why I can stand here and say, I don't walk by what my eyes see. I walk by what I know God has spoken. I walk by who I know God is. And he sent us into the city to repair this ruined city, this city that has lost its way, lost touch with God. Many of our cities are like that. Many of our towns are like that. Many of our dwelling places are like that. But we are sent to repair these places. And he doesn't need, it's not by volume that this is done. It's by the quality of those who have been planted by God. Oh, I thank God. It took one Jonah to go into Nineveh, a city that was a three-day journey to walk from one end to the other. One Jonah with no budget, no advanced people, no brochures, no microphone. One Jonah that walked the streets of that city and said, repent, because if you don't, in 40 days, all of this is coming down. One Jonah walked through and repaired a city that had lost touch with any reality of God, a city that was cruel, a city that was vile and violent. It took one Jonah, one surrendered man of God in that city and repaired this desolate place of many generations. That's what Nineveh was. How much more? How much more? How much more? How much more? How much more will God do in this generation? No, I thank God with all my heart that you and I are not consigned to living in the past. We're not consigned to reading stories about what God did for some other people in some other time, in some other place. Because as I read it, and as I've come to know it, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, God does not change. God says through the people that have come to me, they've found freedom, they've found healing in their hearts. They've found the resources of heaven in their poverty. They've been set free from the captivities that are so common to humankind who have walked away from the ways of God. They've come. I'm going to give them something, a song, a step, a shout of glory in their very soul. Now listen to me, those that are online. It's not enough. As wonderful as it is that you get free, you're going to get free if you want to be free. But there's a reason for that freedom. It's that the Lord through you might be glorified, and that cities, societies, cultures, families, situations, hearts that have been taken captive and wounded beyond human repair might be brought back into everything that God intended them to be, and he will do it through you. And so you got to find your purpose in God and go towards that purpose. Bring that song of freedom. Bring that joy. Bring that beauty that God promises in your life. And stand as a testimony, not an argument. Stand as a testimony of who God is. I believe that with all my heart. That's what this prayer meeting is all about. It's much deeper than you and I realize. God is doing something in this generation. And I think many who are coming in with us and praying are beginning to understand this. This is a divine moment in history, and we have been invited into it by faith and by grace. And by God's grace, and for God's namesake, we're going to take the full journey and let this be something that is planted by God and brings glory to his name. I'm not going to settle for New York City going to hell while you and I are still here in the midst of it. I'm simply not going to settle for it. And I'm going to believe that the God who created this universe by the word of his mouth has the power to change a city. If I can't believe that, I'm to be pitied after all these years. I believe that with all of my heart. I don't care what my natural eyes see, and I don't care what people look like in the streets. God can breathe on this city and everybody would be on their knees in a moment of time. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his mercy. And so tonight, those that are listening online, when we pray and you pray, you get up and get out of your bondage, but find the purpose of God now for your life. Move into that which God has for you. For men and women who are praying and believing, this is only the beginning. These things that I read could not be done by man. They're done by the hand of God, but it's only the beginning of what God wants to do. Take that second step now and move into the ministry that God has for your life, that His name might be glorified in the earth. Lord Jesus Christ, we've come here tonight to worship You. We've come here to declare You King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We've come here, O God, wanting Your name to be glorified in the earth in this season in which we're living. We see on our televisions, we see on the internet, the fruit and the product of violent and vile religion. We see what humankind without God is able to produce. But, O Lord, You said You would have a people in the earth through whom Your name would be glorified. And so, God, we ask You to lift us into our rightful position in You. Not just free, not just saved, but living a life that brings glory to Your name. Give us power, Lord, to stand against the weapons of hell in this generation and to believe that people will be set free. Give us the grace and glory of God that is promised us, that will bring the name of Jesus Christ to a place where He will be loved and adored and honored and revered. Father, we thank You for this. We come here to pray tonight. We come here to praise You tonight. We come here to believe You tonight. We're not interested in wasting time, and neither are You, Almighty God. Jesus, Son of God, be glorified again in this generation. Be glorified, O God. Be glorified in our streets and our neighborhoods, in the places where we work or look for work, in our families, in our homes, in our lives, in our testimony, in our conversation, in our songs, O God Almighty. Be glorified in this generation. Father, we thank You for this, Lord. We are looking forward with anticipation in our hearts to what we feel Your Holy Spirit is speaking to us. And so, God, we yield our bodies to this purpose. And we thank You, Lord, that we will be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that You might be glorified. Oh, Father, glorify Your name. You said to Your Son, Jesus Christ, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Father, glorify Your name. One more time, one more generation. This is the cry of our heart today. Now we come to worship You. Now we come to declare You to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We come to declare that every word You've spoken is truth. We believe You. We will not turn back. We will not drop back in unbelief. We will not be cowed by the giants and their voices in this generation. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. We make the choice to go into the valley and face these giants with everything that God has placed in our heart and in our hands. And we believe for a mighty victory in this generation, a glorious victory beyond anything we can even think or imagine or ask. Lord, we thank You for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen, and amen, and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's stand together and take a moment to worship before we begin to pray tonight. As I shared with you earlier this evening, we are praying and believing not just for freedom, but for people to take that next step and go into the ministry that God has given to them. And I'd like you this evening, as we continue to pray along those lines. And those that are at home that need a miracle, I want you to pray beyond just receiving your miracle. If you look in the scriptures, you'll see the person who was the demon-possessed in the place of a cemetery. When Jesus healed him, he immediately wanted to follow Jesus. And you'll find the blind man, when he got healed, he wanted to follow. And you'll see that. There's a secondary step to receiving your healing, and that's following and being a witness of Jesus Christ to this generation. And I'm just going to read to you some of the requests that are coming in, actually, as we're singing tonight. From California, Janet, please pray for me from the sin of overeating. We're going to pray for you, Janet, that God help you and give you victory. Please remember Janet this evening. And from Lewis, from San Antonio, Texas, Lord, please heal me of my stuttering and remove my fear of public speaking. I believe, but help my unbelief. Teach me to share the gospel. Lewis, we're going to pray for you that God give you a clear voice and that you're going to step out by faith and take that step and become the preacher that he's calling you to be. Brooklyn, pray for Astrid, a sister in Christ now in the hospital with a stroke of the brain, and doctors give her a 1% chance of survival. From Maryland, pray for my daughter. She's living with a guy who's an atheist. She was raised in a Christian home. We're going to pray for you and for your daughter. Anonymous in New York, pray for baby Shane. He's due to be born on the 12th of October with a partial brain and skull and is expected to die shortly thereafter. We're going to pray for a miracle in that situation. Samantha in Brooklyn, pray for my salvation. I've turned back to sin and can't turn back. I need the strength that Jesus has. I feel like a failure. Samantha, we're going to believe God for you that not only are you going to turn back, but you're going to turn many others back as well. God's going to get a hold of your life. From Boston, Massachusetts, please pray. I'm losing hope. I need faith and endurance and healing. I'm in constant pain and without work. We're going to pray and believe God. From Alaska, I'm a mother and a grandmother, and I'm so addicted to meth. I've lost everything. I'm homeless. I'm losing my hair. No one cares. Please pray. Well, that isn't true. Elizabeth, we care. And Jesus cares. That's why we're here praying. Don't you believe the lie that nobody cares. God has a plan for your life. And believe that God's going to give you the power to be a voice to speak to your grandchildren and your children. He can restore. The scripture says what the Bible calls it, the moth and the cankerworm. These devouring things have come to take away from your life. He is able to restore these things. New York City, we need a miracle. We lost our children and are without a home. We love our children just as much as you love us. Guide us. Again, New York City, I need a financial miracle. I'm a widow living alone, and I'm desperate for the Lord to help me. From the Czech Republic, that came in today. I'm from the Czech Republic. I'm raised Orthodox. Please pray for my salvation. Well, my brother Paul, we're going to pray for you, and we're going to believe God. Not only do you find your salvation, but you become an ambassador of that great salvation in the Czech Republic. Denver, Colorado, pray for our son Jeff to be healed from severe post-traumatic stress disorder, to be delivered from drugs, alcohol, and nicotine, and to return to the Lord. Pray that God give him a godly wife. That's a good prayer. We're going to pray for that for sure. Eric from the U.S., I've been married 2 years now. I have a 10-month-old son, and I'm selfish to the core. I only worry about getting rich and getting high and drunk instead of taking care of my family. Well, Eric, we're going to pray for you. God get help you to get your priorities right and to make you into a man of God. With God, all things are possible. I thank God for that with all my heart. I praise the Lord for what he's going to do in your life, Eric. Would you please form in groups of 4, 5, 6 people? You may not be comfortable with holding hands. You don't have to do that. And if you are, go ahead. But we're going to pray together. Remember these people as you begin to pray. And remember to pray that they take the next step after freedom and that they go into serving God and becoming the preachers and teachers of the gospel that God has intended them to be. I'm going to ask Pastor Teresa Conlon, please, if you come, lead us in this prayer. And those that are online with us tonight, you pray with us as well. Don't sit on this meeting. You pray. You have a voice. You call out to God. Remember, you might not even know him fully yet as Lord and Savior, but he hears you. You have a sincere cry. He'll respond to that cry. You lift your voice to God tonight as well. You pray with us. Let's believe God for miracles this evening.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are good. You are good all the time. Lord, we just thank you tonight for this prayer meeting. I thank you, God, you are in our midst. I thank you, God, you hear prayers right now that are being prayed all over this sanctuary and all those that are tuning in. You care for us. You are listening to this. And no matter how short the prayer or how long the prayer, Lord, you hear it. So now, Lord, I pray, oh God, that as we ask you to come and do what only you can do, that, Lord, you would be pleased to answer prayer. You would be pleased even the impossible ones for your glory, for you are great and you are good. Lord, we believe you tonight because you sent your son. You sent him when we were the most neediest. You sent him. And Lord, you came and you lived a sinless life, and then you died a death, oh God, in our place, so that we could be reconciled to you, that we could have a relationship with you, and that we could ask you in prayer for things that would bring glory to your name. Thank you for giving us Jesus. Thank you for drawing us into friendship and fellowship. So tonight we boldly come to this throne of grace, and we ask for those, oh God, that have written in. We ask for the prayers, Lord, of people in this sanctuary, and we ask you, let your name be glorified by answering prayer. Be glorified tonight because you answered prayer. Lord, I praise you and I thank you. You are answering prayer even tonight. The most difficult ones, of that little baby yet unborn that needs healing, to those that feel so alone and hopeless, to those that are addicted. Lord, let your light, let your love shine into these dark places, and for your glory, Lord, bring hope, bring healing, bring restoration. For those, Lord, that are so downcast, for those that can't face another day, let your love and your light come into these dark places. Do a miracle for your great name's sake, and because you love us and you care. And I pray, Lord, for those that need to follow you, oh God, that need to say, Lord, thank you for answering my prayer. Now I give you my life, and I ask you to lead me in the way that you would have my life go, that I will not live selfishly anymore. I will not live in fear. I will not live in disobedience. But Lord, thank you for having a plan for my life. And I thank you, God, that you hear this prayer also, and that we may follow you, Jesus, that we may follow you, Jesus, we may follow you, whatever you have for us. And you will be faithful, oh God, to lead and direct our submitted life to you. So we give you the praise. We say you are good. You are answering our prayer tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you. Thank you for answering these prayers. Thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. We want to continue in prayer tonight. I want to read to you some more requests as we go before the Lord. Here is Kim from somewhere here in the U.S. who writes and says, I lead my children into sexual immorality and drinking. Pray for us. Here is another prayer request from New York City. Dear God, help this marriage. Someone who's believing for help in their marriage tonight. Here's an anonymous prayer request from New Zealand. M and J left pastoral work years ago. Pray that they would answer God's calling. Their son was murdered. For God's comfort, pray for God's comfort, direction, wisdom, and provision in all. Here's an anonymous prayer request from California. I am a Christian who watches, I guess, TSC online, and I have no desire to live. If suicide wouldn't leave me in hell and hurt my kids, I'd gladly say goodbye. We're going to pray for this person tonight and believe God for a miracle tonight, for deliverance, hallelujah, and for hope to begin to fill their heart. Here's another prayer request from Syracuse, New York. Help me, God, to forgive the abuse inflicted on me when I was a child, and let you heal the damage in my mind and body even after all these years. Please pray for me. We're going to pray for you tonight. Here's someone from upstate New York. Pray God heals my esophagus and digestive system. I'm desperate. Doctors can't help. I seek his mercy as did Hezekiah. I want to be whole. Amen. Folks, let's believe God tonight for these. Here's someone who says, pray for my sons from Alaska tonight. Pray for my sons for Jesus to help us. We need intervention. I'm drinking and I need help. So many requests. Here's someone from Austin, Texas. I think it's Saeed from Austin, Texas, who says, I am or was an Iraqi soldier attending college and working in Texas, worried for my mother and family who are still living in Iraq. Please pray for them. Here's someone else from Jordan, Hani from Jordan, who says, please remember the Christians and Christians in the schools there. Blessings on New York. Folks, let's lift our voices for these tonight, that God will work a miracle in their lives. We're going to believe the Lord. Would you lift your hands and voices to God in the name of Jesus? Every voice counts tonight. Let's pray for miracles in the lives of these. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm going to ask Hannah, one of our staff members, to come and lead us in prayer. Lift your voice here tonight before the Lord. Hallelujah, for miracles in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that when we cry out to your name, you hear us. We have a God that hears us. We have a God that does the impossible. All things are possible with God. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you. There's no wound that you can't heal, my God. There's no memory you can't change, Lord God. There's no hurt, Lord God, that you can't touch, my God. You do bring beauty from ashes. You can give the oil of praise and joy, Lord God, for the spirit of heaviness, Lord God. You can speak to dry bones and bring life, Lord God. You can bring life back from the dead. My God, we believe in you. We believe in you. We cry out for the families and the Christians, Lord God, and the refugees in the Middle East, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we pray for them, Lord God. We lift them up to you. We pray for their healing. We pray for the children, Lord God. We pray for your hand to protect them, Lord God. We pray for your mercy over them, Lord Jesus. Please, we cry out for them, Lord God. We cry out for them. We cry out, Lord God, believing you. We lift up our voices believing you, Lord, that you're an awesome God, that you hear us, that you care, that you move when we call out to you, Lord God, that you're more willing to act, Lord God, that you're already present, and you're already moving in these situations. Thank you for the testimonies behind me. Thank you for the testimonies in front of me. Thank you that there's testimonies in this room of healing from addictions, of healing from pornography, of changed lives and transformed, Lord God. We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, and we believe you, Lord God, that you are no respecter of persons, Lord God. You don't play favorites. We can cry out to you, and you can heal our families. You bring salvation to our families. You save our communities, Lord God. You do mighty things in our midst, Lord God, that you are no respecter of persons, Lord God. And we just humbly cry out and say, Jesus, come and do what only you can do. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. You sit enthroned over the floods. You sit enthroned over the waves. You sit enthroned. You say, this far and no farther. You're willing, my God. You are willing to do it again and again and again. Deliver lives and bring freedom. Let chains fall to the ground tonight, Lord God. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am loved, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for changing us from the inside out, Lord God. Thank you for delivering us, Lord God. Thank you for moving our hearts and our minds to be obedient to your truth, Lord God. And that your truth sets us free, my God. You are good and your goodness endures and your mercy endures forever, Lord God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, and we rest our lives on your word and on your promise and on your faithfulness. You're worthy to be trusted, Lord God. You're worthy of our trust. You're worthy of our prayers. You're worthy for us to believe you. You have never failed us. You have never failed us, Lord God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I absolutely love watching these prayer requests and praise reports coming in while we're praying. Here's one that came in after 7 tonight from Newfoundland, Canada. And after decades of praying for my grandfather to renounce his allegiance to the Masons, he publicly took off his ring and placed Jesus above all else. He passed. Wait a minute now. There's an end to this. Is that he passed away 3 days later. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for his faithfulness. We have so many people that are praying for their families. Denver, Colorado, pray for reconciliation with my twin sister after 15 years, a 15-year estrangement. here in the U.S., remember me, please. I have three kids. I work hard, and their dad is in prison. We will remember you tonight. And Brooklyn, pray for my daughter, Lillian. She's pregnant. She's the mother of a two-year-old, and she's homeless. Please pray that God would give her a place to live. New York, pray for me. I'm so sad to leave my baby at daycare. I feel I have to work to help buy food for my family, but it's so hard for me. We will pray for you in this situation. Again, in the U.S., pray for my daughter. No one has heard from her or seen her in weeks. And so there's so many family situations, so many marriages in trouble, so many people, because this is such a broken and bruised society, who simply can't relate anymore to family, to people. They don't know how to give. I believe, though, God speaks in His Word. The last prophet in the Old Testament, speaking of the last days before Christ's return, speaks about a restoring of families. He says, I'll come. God says, I will come with a voice. And I believe that God began to speak through many. He says, I'll turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to their fathers, lest I have to smite the earth with a curse. God says, there's going to be reconciliation. Families are going to come back together. And I believe, just as God pulled Israel out of being literally driven out of their homeland for almost 2,000 years and brought them back into the land, which was a sign to us of His soon coming, folks, for those who are not aware of that, scripturally speaking. But I thank God that He is well able to, wherever we've been driven, whatever happened to our homes, our families, our communities, He can pull us back. He knows where everybody is. He can pull us back together. And He can give victory, and He can give freedom, and He can bring healing and wholeness into our families. We need to pray about that. We can't just resign ourselves to saying, well, it is what it is. I remember the Shunammite woman was called in by Elisha the prophet, and he said, what can I do for you? And she basically says, I dwell among my own people. In other words, it is what it is. But she had no family. The family she deeply longed for, the children that she'd longed for, she had been denied her. And Elisha told her, he said, by this time next year, you're going to embrace a son. It's amazing. And God can command life where there's no life. God can bring things into existence that don't seem to be humanly possible. I've been around here for 21 years now in this church, and I could tell you testimonies of people who just held their ground. I had a young lady come to me one time in her own staff. She said, I've got to go home. She said, my sister's in a gang. My brother's in a gang. My mother's in depression. My father's in jail. I have to go home. And the Lord gave me a word, and I told her, no, you stay right where you are. You live for God, because the anchor holds the ship. The ship does not hold the anchor. You stay where you are, and you believe God. Today, her sister is also working for us here at Times Square Church. Her brother is at some international school of ministry. Her dad got out of jail and gave his life to Jesus Christ. Our God is a God of restoration and victory. He's a God of the impossible. You get your life planted in Him. You refuse to take no for an answer. You go into the prayer closet. Say, hell is not going to get my family. Hell is not stealing my children. Hell is not getting my marriage. Hell is not taking away my sons and daughters. Hell is not going to destroy my grandchildren. I'm standing against you, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to stand up. It's time to fight. It's time to pray like we've never prayed before. I'm going to ask Greg Thomas, please, Greg, if you'd come and lead us in prayer. And let's pray for our families. You and I must believe God. We must stand on the promises of God. He is able to restore. We either believe that or we don't believe that. He's able to give us joy and bring back beauty from the ashes of our homes. He's able to do that. I believe that with all my heart. And I thank God for how faithful God has been and is. Oh, situation after situation. I know another man, I can't tell you his name, but he just chose to believe God. His family just blown to the wind years ago through sin and things that happened. But I have seen God work on his behalf. I have watched God beginning to lead his family members back to him again. I've seen one of them in this church praising God, a literal miracle for what God has done. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for what you can do. Thank you, God. Let's form again, if we will, into just a circle of four or five people, and let's simply begin to believe God for our families. Let's believe God for everything that God promises in His Word that He's going to do for our families and for our homes.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we come tonight, God, for every mother that's written in tonight who's raising children by herself. Lord, every single mom who feels that she's got to work and dreads dropping off her child to child care. God, for that mom, for that dad who was raising children alone, Lord, and seems to have to fight to balance what their children are being taught in public school systems and what their children are seeing in the streets of our city. God, for the bullying, the fear, Lord, of disease in our community. Lord, for every parent who's called in tonight, who's written in, Lord, and is calling out to you. God, we stand with them tonight. God, we stand with every broken family. Lord, your heart's desire has always been for the family, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the revelation of you who is God our Father, Jesus Christ our brother. We thank you, Lord, that we are children of God. We thank you, Lord, that this is the family of God. And so, God, as we pray tonight, we pray for every mother, God, who is suffering, God, who is working hard and is growing weary. Lord, she's concerned about food on the table. She's concerned about a roof over her head. But you said you'd be the father to the fatherless. You'd be a husband to the widow. You'd be a husband to those who are without, God. And we thank you today that you will meet that mom right at the point of her need tonight. God, that you'll meet that father who's raising those girls at the point of his need tonight. Lord, that you'll cause men and their sons, God, to come together again. God, that you'll put to shame the devil's attack. You'll put to cancellation, God, the devil's strike, his strike on the family. And tonight we thank you, Jesus, for homes that are represented even in this house, for the very hands that you're holding tonight. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that even as we're praying for others, there's some in this room tonight who are suffering with family issues. Oh, God, as we stand tonight, God, on behalf of others, move in the midst of our own homes. Move in the midst of the homes in this place, Jesus. Raise up faith in the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, we pray tonight that many will go home tonight and will see a change in their houses. They'll see a change in their routes. They'll see a change in their spouses. They'll see a change in their children. God, we pray for more love in their households, oh God. God, they will come to learn to listen to each other. God, learn to trust you, God, and to put you above all other things. Lord, we thank you tonight, God, that even through the issues around this country, God, that has tried to tear apart the family structure, Jesus. God, for media and for television. God, we pray in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, that you will take this nation back to the place where family was first on the pinnacle. God, that family was held in high esteem, where husbands and men in the society, God, were held with high esteem. God, that wives will again honor their husbands, that men will learn to love their wives as Christ has loved the church. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you in advance for shattering the attack of the enemy, for shattering the attack of the enemy, for restoring every bit that the enemy has stolen tonight. God, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Jesus. And we give you praise tonight. In the matchless name of Jesus, we trust you and we believe it. We consider it done tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank God and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless your holy name, Lord. Bless your holy name, oh God. Bless your holy name, Lord, for doing what we could never do in our own strength and taking us where we could never go and making us what we could never be. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God. Everlasting Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God, for victory. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You have to be able to see God for who He is. You have to be able to see Him. You look up into the sky, you see the stars. You see the magnificence of this universe. But then you begin to realize that He is higher than all of this. Everything you see, all that is known and made came from the mouth of God. He is able. He is able to change any situation. He's able. He's able. He said to Martha, I'm the resurrection and the life. And though a man were dead, if he believes in me, yet shall he live. Do you believe this? Do you believe that I can bring life out of death? Do you believe I can create something out of nothing? Do you believe I can take the impossible and make it possible? Do you believe that I can open your prison doors no matter how thick they might be? Do you believe that I can raise up the ashes of your ruined life no matter how dark and despairing it might be? Oh, yes, I believe. Oh, God, I believe. I wish I had been there. I would have stood on the hillside saying, roll back the stone. Jesus is about to do a miracle. That's got to be in your heart today. It has to be in you. Greg sings a song called The Lord is High Above the Heavens. You got it in you to sing it tonight? It takes a lot of energy. But sing it with us just before we dismiss. For those that are with us online this evening, for those that are at home in the Home Fellowships in New York City, we want to thank you for joining us for this part of the meeting. And we understand now that you'll be breaking from us and going through the New Believers material. Thank you for that. God bless you. If you want to stay for the song, you're welcome to do so, but make sure you get through that material tonight. I want to sing it with all my heart because no matter what I face, He is higher than what I face. He is greater than what I face. Let's sing it together.
This evening, as Pastor Carter was just reading from Isaiah earlier in the meeting, I was reminded of Isaiah's story, how during a very dark period in his life, the Bible says that he saw the Lord. He got a vision of God. And as he began to get a vision of God, he realized how unclean he was and how his life was pretty messed up, you know, and how the lives of those around him were messed up as well. But the story doesn't end there. The Bible says that the Lord cleansed Isaiah and cleansed his life, changed his life, touched his life in a special way. And as a result, he was not the same person that he was prior to his experience, his encounter with the Lord, his vision of God. And the Bible says that at that point, he became, again, now privy to something that was taking place in heaven, a conversation that was taking place in heaven. God's counsel, God was speaking, and he was looking for a man that he could use. And all of a sudden, Isaiah begins to volunteer. He begins to say, God, would you use my life? And folks, that's my story, pretty much. I grew up here in this city. I've lived in every borough. I've lived in every borough except Staten Island. And Staten Island's kind of like the forgotten borough. And I'm nothing personal against Staten Islanders, but I lived in every borough except to Staten Island. And I grew up angry. I grew up bitter. I grew up hurt, feeling rejected, not because of anything my parents had done or not done, but for whatever reason, I grew up with a lot of anger, feeling unloved at home. And so as a result, I was a ticking time bomb. I would explode at times. I'd hold everything in until one day something would come and push my button, and then all of a sudden I would explode. I would fly into rages. I would get into fights with my dad. I would bust up furniture in the house, punching walls, slamming cabinets, doing all kinds of things like that. But I was hurting on the inside, and no one knew what was going on except God. Except the Lord. And one day he came and found me, and like Isaiah, he cleansed me and changed my life, and I was never to be the same again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never to be the same again. And so it doesn't matter where you find yourself tonight, what you're going through, what type of pit you might find yourself in. Folks, I was so bound with fear about the future, fear believing that my life would never amount to anything. For some reason, I felt like by the age of 17 that I was going to die. I don't know why I felt that, but 17 came and went. And then I felt at the age of 21, I would die. But that came and went. 21 years came and went, folks. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. God has a plan for your life. You don't have to take your life even tonight. You don't have to drink your life away. You don't have to smoke your life away tonight. God will deliver you tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to believe for freedom and deliverance for you. Receive that freedom and deliverance tonight. But folks, the story doesn't end there. Once I gave my heart to Jesus, something changed. I couldn't think about myself anymore. All of a sudden, I began to think about those round about me. I began to think of God who loved me and how he had shown his love to me and delivered me. And so I found myself saying now, like Isaiah, God, would you use me? Here I am. Send me. Use me for your glory. And folks, that's what God did. He took me at his word. He took me at my word, at my surrender to him. And I began to believe God's word, his promises. He began to reveal his heart to me. And all of a sudden, I found God opening doors for me to serve in different ways, whether it was setting up chairs or singing in the choir. I found myself doing things I never imagined I would be able to do. Folks, you have to understand, I was bound by fear. Fear of man, so shy, an introvert. And now here I am standing before you. Hallelujah, testifying of God's goodness and power. One day I said, God, enough. I want you to use my life for your glory. Take me. And the Lord filled me with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And has made me more than I could ever be. And he will do the same for you tonight if you will believe God. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Let's stand together. And if you're home, I want you to stand tonight as well. And I want to pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon you, to deliver you, to set you free, and to use you for his glory, that you'll be an ambassador of his love, his freedom, his glory to this generation. Lift your hands to God. Lift your hands to God. And I want you to begin to cry out to God and ask God to fill you with his Spirit and to use you for his glory tonight. Come on, lift your voice to God. If you need deliverance from fear tonight, he'll set you free. Fear of man, God will set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deliverance from anger, deliverance from fear, deliverance from alcohol, deliverance from smoking weed, smoking cigarettes, deliverance from anger and rage, uncontrollable rage tonight, deliverance from a sense of helplessness. Deliverance from the spirit of suicide. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our voices to you. We take authority over every lie of hell, over every principality and power of the air. We cancel every assignment of the devil tonight over the lives of those that are streaming over the internet and those that are here in the house. We thank you, Lord, that greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. We thank you that we serve God Most High. As Isaiah saw you, high and lifted up. You are God Most High. As Greg just led us in song, the Lord is high above the heavens. Father, we thank you that you are not only God Most High, but you are the creator and possessor
Lord of heaven and earth. You are in control of all things. Lord, in every adversity, every trial, every difficulty, every pit, Lord, that we have faced, God, you're giving us the victory so we can testify to this generation that what God did for me, he will do for you. We thank you that every prayer request will become a praise report. Father, we bless you tonight for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh with your power. Fill us with your spirit. Take control of our lives. We don't want to be in control anymore. We give you the steering wheel. Lord, we give you the steering wheel tonight. Fill us, oh God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We're believing you for freedom from the fear of man. God, that we can testify in our homes, that we can testify on our jobs, that we can testify in our communities, that we can testify, oh God, in our schools of your goodness. You said in the last days you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Father, we're living in the last days. We believe you for the latter rain. The latter rain, oh God. Come, Spirit of God. Come from the four winds and breathe. Breathe on this house. Breathe on those on the internet that are streaming tonight. We pray for those that are listening, God, in their offices, those listening in their bedrooms, those listening in their living rooms, God, those that are listening, oh God, wherever they may find themselves, we believe you for a visitation of your spirit right where they are tonight. You said, you shall be my witnesses when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, power from on high, power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every lie of the devil. We thank you that the anointing still breaks every yoke, still sets the captives free. We thank you, O Lord, that as we read your word in our devotions, Lord, that you'll give us a word in season, a word like Jeremiah that will be like fire shut up in our bones, that we will not be able to stay quiet. Father, we thank you, O God. You said, I will make you fishers of men. We thank you that you have made us fishers of men. Hallelujah. We thank you like Samuel and his generation that not one word from our mouth will fall to the ground, but that it will find its mark in the hearts of those that will hear us in the days ahead. Father, we thank you, O God, and we bless you for authority over the devil, authority over strongholds in everyone's life that you will place in our path. We thank you, Lord, that you will make us agents of your freedom, agents of your salvation, ambassadors of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, we give you the praise now and the glory for our King reigns, our God is on the throne. And we bless you for these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Come on, give him a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. How many, if we could turn the cameras around, Nancy, please, and how many in the sanctuary are here tonight and you need a miracle in your life? Would you raise your hand? I want people online to see this as well so that you don't think that we have it all together here in New York City. We don't. We're just like you are, but we're fasting and we're praying and we're believing that God will do for us what we're praying that he will do for you. We're all in this storm together. We're all believing together for healing and restoration and for miracles. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, God Almighty, for these here at Times Square Church who need a miracle tonight. And those who are online, you pray with me for people who gather here and fast and pray for you. You return the favor tonight. Lord, we pray for those who need a miracle, those who don't know where they're going to get the finances, who need deliverance, who need healing in their marriages and homes. God, who need perseverance in the workplace, who are facing persecution. God, those who just don't know how they're going to get out of places of captivity in the mind. We stand, O God, united in faith, believing that as we call out to you, Lord, that you will set all of us free. You'll give us the freedom we long for in every area of our lives. And Lord God Almighty, that we would have the courage to take that freedom and use it for your glory. God Almighty, that we'd not be silent in this moment that we're living in history, but that we would lift our voices and say, I must tell you what God has done for me. Lord God, I thank you for it. Ask you to put love in our hearts, Lord, for one another, love in our hearts for our families, love in our hearts for our enemies as you command us to love them. God Almighty, I pray that you do in us, God, the miraculous, Lord. Take us so much deeper than we could ever hope to go in any amount of human effort, that all we could do is dance in your presence and say, only God could have done this. Only God could have done this. I called out for help and help has come. Only God could have done this. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that as we pray as a body worldwide, as we lift up our voices, God, you will send an awakening. You will gather in a huge harvest in this last day into your kingdom for your namesake and for your glory. My God, let your heart be gladdened tonight, Jesus. Let your heart be gladdened as you draw a multitude of people into your kingdom. Father, we thank you for victory tonight. We thank you for freedom. We believe for it, God, with everything inside of us, Lord. We believe for freedom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. We always close these meetings with a song called Freedom. And folks that are at home, I want you, I really mean this. I want you to close the blinds if you have to. A lady talked to me this summer and says, I don't close the blinds anymore. I don't care if people think I'm crazy. I get up and dance because I'm free. Jesus has set me free. If nothing else, people will ask you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Your neighbors will ask, say, I see you dancing every Tuesday night in your living room. You want to tell me what that's about? It's time to just, no matter whether you feel like you have the victory or not yet, you have the victory. God promises to give you the victory, so you can get up. You can get up and dance. I've read to you praise reports that have come in today. Praise reports of people who have been set free from depression and suicide and drug addiction and bondage, and God is working. So you've got to get up by faith and lay hold of that and say, no more chains, no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Let that be your song tonight. Let's sing it from the bottom of our heart. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus, thank you. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Thank God. For those that are online with us this evening, why don't you just invite your neighbors and your friends and your family to join you next week? Just come into your home and just pray together. Maybe it's not something you've ever tried as a family before. You have absolutely everything to gain and nothing to lose. You'd be surprised. Some of the people you thought were the hardest in your neighborhood actually have a deep hunger for God. I met a man one night in a restaurant that was cursing in a way that was inappropriate in an inappropriate place. Even the management was embarrassed. I got up from my chair and I walked over to his table and I started to talk with him. I introduced myself as a pastor. And I said, I think maybe you'd benefit from coming to church. I mean, this guy was, he started to curse at me. He asked me what right I had to come over to his table in this public restaurant and begin to say these things. And I said, well, I'm here because the Holy Spirit, God, speaks to me and told me there's somebody at this table who's desperate to know who God is. And the man who was cursing at me started to cry. I said, "It's me. It's me. I desperately need to know who God is. It's been in my heart a long time." And so I sat down at the table and shared Christ with him. And he promised me that night he would go home. He was visiting from England. And he promised he would go home to his hotel room and give his life to Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. Some of the most angry people that you'll ever meet are angry because they feel so unfulfilled inside. They're so desperate for truth and for freedom. Don't be afraid of their countenance. Trust God when he leads you to talk to somebody. I could tell you story after story of how God has done the things that he has done. We've had the courage to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. From New York City tonight, there's, I guess, close to 1,800 believers here tonight. We seat 1,880 people, and it looks like we're pretty near full tonight. And these are people who have fasted, most have fasted throughout the day since midnight Monday. They've come in to pray, to believe God for your need, as well as we're believing for our own. And it's been delightful to have you here with us this evening. So if we can turn the cameras around, I would like all of our people in New York to say goodbye to our people online. Goodbye. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next week, same time. 7 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless.